Welcome to our August 7th time of the Leo mentorship session, our first August mentorship session. Our next one will be August 21st, and that is the day that I and four of the students in this mentorship who are advanced and advanced leadership students, we will be getting back from Peru that day. So it will either be me hosting that evening or more than likely hosting. I don't host. See, I'm already too tired to do the one on August 21st. I'm already altered, even just thinking about Peru. More than likely, we're going to have some other people running the show. If I get back from Peru that Wednesday and I'm feeling like a lot of inspiration and mojo, then I'll hop on here with you all. But more than likely, I'm going to be way too tired. So you're going to get some special hosting that evening or special leadership that evening, which is actually going to be very cool. I highly recommend you check it out. I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm not going to tell you what they're doing because I want it to be a secret, and I'm very excited about it because I love to lead these mentorship sessions. And I also feel that it's really important that you every once in a while have somebody else who's trained with me lead and share with you because, different personalities, different energies, different gifts offer different things. And so you'll get different things from the experience. So please don't think, oh, well, Bloom won't be there. I'm not going to show up. I encourage you to show up because I probably won't be there. If I have the energy, I'll definitely try to get in here. But we're flying in, I think, around 2 o'clock that afternoon. So the likelihood is small that I will have the energy to be here, but I will be with you in spirit. And with that in mind, we leave this Friday. And for those of you who've been here when I went to Peru in February, I offered the opportunity for you to join in Dieta with us if you want to. I'll take my little reading glasses off for a minute here. We will be in the Dieta starting Sunday, August 11th. Is that the 11th? This Sunday until the... I really should have looked at the dates before I got on tonight, but we'll put them in the group. It's 9 days. It's Sunday through a week later and through the following Monday. So I think it's the 11th through the 19th, if I'm getting that correctly. Is that right? Okay, the 11th through the 19th are officially the dates. The students who are going with me to Peru have already begun to prepare for Dieta, as have I. But generally, the minimum is 3 days before, so you could start tomorrow energetically and physically preparing if you'd like to link with us. For the people who did this last time, they felt it and they had a lot of shifts and it really amplified things for them. I only did this with the mentorship group and I'm only doing this with the mentorship group again. I'm not putting this out publicly. But if you'd like to link energetically, if you'd like to adhere to any of the Dieta specifications, mostly you're just going to want to step away from anything that you have attachments to, or maybe just pick one or two things. Don't try to do the whole thing all at once. That might be a little too much, but you can also shift your eating habits, lower, basically don't use any sugar if possible. Definitely lower your use of salt, step away from meat and dairy. Obviously don't smoke tobacco, don't smoke cigarettes if that's something that you do. This is about really cleaning up your body in order to more deeply connect with the plant medicines. Gail said the other day, I like the way you said it, Gail. She said we're basically preparing our bodies to be more like a plant to welcome the plant medicine in. And I like that visual. So that means really sticking with a plant-based diet. And different people have different attachments. So if there's something you'd really like to work with clearing your attachment to it over the next 2 weeks. If you feel like you want to step back from drinking alcohol, maybe it's not an addiction, but it's something you do more than you would like to. If there's certain foods you really want to step back from, other habits, too much Facebook, too much TV, whatever the case may be. This is a great opportunity to link with us. And as I said, the last time we did it, people really got a lot out of it and had some pretty powerful energetic experiences. We will be, last time I did it, it was just me and I only did one ayahuasca ceremony and I let everybody know when the ceremony was so that they could link in energetically as well. You will not be able to link in with me or the space because my Astro keeps a very tight energetic container, but you'll be able to link in with each other knowing that you're linking with what I'm doing, but you will not be able to link with me. That would not be appropriate for my dieta. I need to unlink from everybody while I'm over there. However, you can still link in with the plant medicine energetically while I'm there. As I said, we'll begin on Sunday, and then we will have ayahuasca ceremony on the evening of day 2, the evening of day 4, and the evening of day 6. And so we'll put all this in the Facebook group. If you've never worked with ayahuasca or you don't have any interest linking in, that's not a problem. Just want to offer it while I'm over there with Maestro and some other students from this group are there. And it's a great way to energetically link with these plants. We will be doing a dieta, a tree diet, with a tree called Babinsana. And I can post a little bit of information about that too. It's part of the, I'm forgetting the name right now. Would you unmute Gail and ask her, because I know she was looking at it. It's that cute little tree that we have over
mimosa.
Here. With,
mimosa.
Mimosa, thank you. I knew you would remember. I did. My brain just went blank. It's been so hot today. I have vapors. My brain's been going blank all day. Vapors. Seriously, though, it's been really warm, and I'll just sit there, be talking to somebody, and the words, they leave, they melt. So it's related to the mimosa tree, which we have here, at least in Western North Carolina. Some of you might have it where you live as well. So it's got a very light energy, but it's also a very big tree and very powerful. It's a very heart-opening medicine. So I'm really excited about Babinsana tree dieta, as well as a ceremony. So this is a great way to link in energetically with the plants as we are sitting in ceremony, and you're welcome to do that. And I'll put a little bit of info about the actual dieta. I don't expect you to do the actual diet that we're doing. That wouldn't make sense when you have to live your life. We're able to fast and eat a lot less and take all this stuff out of our diet because we don't need any energy, because we're going to be sitting in a little hut in the jungle for 9 days doing nothing but connecting with the jungle and the medicines. So I would encourage you to, if you want to physically do some of what we're doing, you know, work with it in a way that works with your schedule, because you'll need to go to work or take care of kids or just be able to stay awake in the middle of the day, the things you need to do. It's not necessary to do exactly what we're doing. You can still link in and receive the benefits. Okay. So since our theme this month is purification, here you go. Here's a great way to start with that. One of the things that we're allowed to do when we're over there is read. However, we're only allowed to read books that support us in an empowering way, like books of a spiritual nature, or, you know, we don't read novels. You don't write novels while you're over there. You don't work on anything like that. You can journal, but it's very much about inwardly focusing and connecting with the plants. So hopefully that gives you some ideas of things you can do over the next couple of weeks if you'd like to do this with us. Because I find, as I said the last time, and I trust it'll be the same way this time, when we do this as a group, even if you're not physically there, it really amps up the energy, and everybody receives from the medicine. And La Madre Ayahuasca, even if you've never met her, even if you have no interest in sitting with her, she can work with you energetically and bring a lot of guidance and healing and teaching. So I'm excited that you all can link with us again, and we'll be over there. I would tell you who's going, but I feel like I should leave that up to them. So the four of you that are going, if you want to post in the group that you're going, you're welcome to do that. Let everybody know that you'll be there, but you do not have to if you want to keep this private for now. It's totally up to you as well. So tonight, what I'd like to do with that in mind is there's a shamanic journey that I'd like to do. And of course, I will give you time and space to do your own shamanic journeying, you know, once I lead us through a practice tonight. But we were in ceremony last weekend. We're doing so much ceremony, I can't quite remember when it was. That was last weekend, right? This past weekend? Yeah, wow. It was like a few days ago. Oh my goodness. We were in ceremony a few days ago. Yeah, my hair's falling down because it's wet. Got a nice cold shower today. Yeah. So we were in ceremony a few days ago, and there were some things that I saw coming up from the medicine I was being shown to do, and some things to link in with that I really wanted to share with you all, because I thought it was a really neat idea. It's a way of connecting with yourself. It's also a follow-up to the Indian New Year practice that I posted last week. Since we didn't have a session last week, there were 5 Wednesdays last month. And this is a great follow-up to the Andy and New Year practice to help integrate that, but also expand it. And now that you have hopefully done that Andy and New Year practice and cleared from everybody and unattached from everybody and reintroduced yourself to yourself, this is an opportunity to get to know yourself better while doing some purification work around the sacred fire. And so I'm going to take you into this journey to do some very intentional work this evening. And then I will sing, once we've completed that, I'll sing, you know, medicine songs and let you do some journeying on your own. And when I let you journey on your own, you're welcome to continue what we've begun, or you can go do something completely different if you'd like. Each of you has your own thing going on in your journey. And if there's something you specifically want to take into the medicine journey, you can. If you have things coming up for you today, I find that spirit really does bring to people the kind of support that they need. Even if I don't know what you're working with today, spirit will work with that with you in the journey. And so when it's time for you to go journey on your own, please go link in with whatever you'd like to work with this evening. This is going to be an opportunity to do a little ancestor work through connecting with yourself. And you can also connect with ancestors. So please feel free to bring ancestors around the sacred fire with you after we've completed the piece that I'm going to walk you through. And I want to remind you, I feel like I've said this before, and I brought it up over the weekend, I want to share it again. It's something that when I met with Maladoma Patrice Somme, he's an African shaman. He's written a number of books. He's very amazing man, very gifted man, very kind, sweet man, very powerful man. I was talking to him privately, and we were talking about the trees, and I was talking about my relationship with the trees and how I have a grandmother tree and a grandfather tree and an uncle, and I have all these different trees in my life that are, I consider, family. Just like a mom and a dad and an uncle and a grandmother and a grandfather. And he laughed and said, oh yes, they're ancestors. I was like, right. I'd never used that word. That's exactly what they are for me. And so I wanted to remind each of you, especially as this small group of us are heading to Peru to connect in a specific tree dieta, tree diet, that trees are our ancestors. All of the plants, everything growing out of the earth is your ancestors. The Pachamama, Mother Earth, is your ancestor. So as you're connecting with the trees in your own life, as you're connecting with the trees while we're on dieta, just want to let you know that the trees are also a way to connect in with ancestor medicine. We often think of ancestors as being, you know, the people in our family lineage or humans that lived before us, and everything is our ancestors. The stones are our ancestors. The rivers are our ancestors. The mountains are our ancestors. The soil, the worms in the soil, all of these beautiful things are our ancestors, especially since when we leave this body, we go back into the earth. You know, so there's this beautiful sacred reciprocity, this beautiful Aini happening, and that's part of our beautiful connection with the planet. So I wanted to mention that, reiterate that. It's one of the reasons I like to let my garden decide what it wants to do. Gina Marie helps me out with taking out the plants that will stop other plants from growing. People call them weeds, but I don't really call them weeds. I just call them, I have too much in that spot for this other plant to get big. These are, you know, letting the earth, what I've noticed is when I let my garden reseed itself and do what it wants to do, the things that grow are what I need that year. I have certain plants. I think Gina Marie, I might've been talking to you about this. I have certain plants that reseeded themselves outside that one plant I never even put out there. I think I put a plant out there that I thought had died and forgot to do anything with it. And so somehow it's now growing all over the front of my, along my house, and I didn't plant it, and it keeps popping up. And I notice that every year as I allow certain plants to choose where they want to grow and to bring themselves up and don't pull them just because they wouldn't normally be there, I literally find that every year the things that I need as medicine are what grow around me. It's just like when you have certain animals that will come into your, you'll notice certain animals like a hawk or chipmunks or whatever, you have rabbits, turkeys, and they'll come around and come around and come around to get your attention. And that's the medicine you need at that time. It might be the medicine you need for the whole summer. But then like last year I had so much bear medicine, but then this year, you know, knock on wood, there's not that many bears around. I don't need that medicine this year. I've got different medicine coming through this year. And the same with the plants. Trying to remember what was growing last year, but there's certain things that were really prolific last year that just haven't really brought themselves back this year, but there's other plants. I have these shamrocks, those little plants that put themselves to sleep at night, and they put their leaves down and go to sleep, and they have little white flowers or pink flowers, and sometimes they have red leaves, sometimes they have green leaves. It's an indoor plant, usually. I mean, you can find it. Wood sorrel can be found out in the woods, but this is from an indoor plant that I thought was done, and so I set the pot outside. I've got all this shamrock growing along my house. Somebody ate it and pooped it out, like a bird or something. I don't know how it got there. I didn't do it. And so I looked it up. I'm like, well, of course, that's what I need this year. There's a nasturtium that decided to grow itself right next to my back door. So I looked that up. I didn't plant it there. There's also a jasmine tobacco plant. Never have I grown them near my house. They're always out in the garden, which is pretty far from my house. And there's a jasmine tobacco right at the foot of the stairs, trying to come out right next to the bottom stone step. It's getting my attention. And so I encourage you to pay attention to what's growing in your yard. Even if you don't have a garden, pay attention to what's getting your attention this year. And then see what comes up next year. And if you're able to let things reseed themselves, the beauty of it, and this is what was actually getting my attention earlier, and the sacred reciprocity piece to kind of circle back around, is that if we would just let things grow and take their natural course, we would have everything we need. I mean, my garden, I have put tomatoes coming out the wazoo because I planted them once 3 years ago, and now they're everywhere. I have basil and holy basil and different things that are constantly bringing themselves back, more than I could ever plant or keep up with. And there's so much abundance from the earth when we let her give, when we let her share, when we let our ancestors give to us. So I want to put that out there because I know a lot of people connect in with animals and notice the synchronicities. I really encourage you to also watch the plant medicines and the plant teachers. And over the course of this dieta, if you'd like to link with us, you'll definitely be noticing more of the plant teachers for sure. So when we start tonight, before we go into the shamanic journey, I will do a brief, I grow tobacco in my garden for ceremonial tobacco. I will work with my pipe. I will blow it into the camera right there. And what I'll ask is that you just put your head down, you'll receive it into your crown chakra. I like to do this for a number of reasons. It's a blessing from the tobacco medicine. Even through this virtual gateway, you still receive it energetically and spiritually. Tobacco and plant medicines are strong enough, powerful enough to do that. You don't have to be here physically. It's a blessing from the tobacco. It helps you ground. It also can cleanse the chakras coming through the crown chakra, down through the body, out the root chakra, down your legs, and into the Pachamama. There's just a lot of really beautiful reasons to do it. And when in ceremony, when somebody has a hard time grounding and isn't really staying in their body, I've done this. I've seen teachers do this. They'll come around and they'll blow tobacco smoke into the crown of their head to help them ground. People who are smoking are trying to stay in their body. So when you see people smoking cigarettes, they're trying to stay in their body. They don't know that. That's what's happening. I smoked cigarettes when I was younger, when I was much younger, and I didn't realize I was really trying to stay in my body. Because tobacco helps us with that, helps us ground, helps us stay in our body. So we have a lot of people addicted to it, not only because of the chemicals, but also because they're desperately trying to stay in their body. And that helps me have a little more compassion, because I think cigarettes smell disgusting. Tobacco is a beautiful medicine. Cigarette is a whole other thing. So all of these plants carry good medicine. I'd like to share a little tobacco medicine with you all tonight from my garden. It grew last year. And then we'll go into a shamanic journey. Okay, so take a moment and just get comfy. make sure that you won't fall asleep. If you're concerned that you'll fall asleep, just bring your knees up. That usually helps you stay awake. And just take some nice cleansing breaths into your belly. And I just want to say thank you to everybody for being here tonight, in case I don't remember to say that when we finish tonight. And just take a moment and check in with your body. You can just ask yourself, where am I in my body? No praise or blame, just awareness where you are in your body. And just nice cleansing breaths to help let go of the day, let go of the to-do list. Just really allow yourself to be present. Gracias, Tobaquito. Thank you for your good medicine, Tobacco. Thank you for bringing your good medicine to each person in the sacred circle. As I blow this smoke through the camera and into the crown of your head. So just preparing to receive the tobacco blessing. Just breathing into your belly. Believe it or not, tobacco helps people heal addictions. The irony is that people get addicted to it because it can help heal addictions. So I used to smoke cigarettes way back in the day, and now tobacco is one of my primary teachers. I'm super grateful. So thank you, tobacco medicine. Thank you, Mapacho. Thank you, Sangato. So just taking some nice cleansing breaths into your belly as you close your eyes. And finding your portal door so that you can make your way into your sacred space. And even those of you who've been working with me for years, just take a moment and really just be with your sacred space. Just really appreciating and saying hello to your sacred space, honoring your sacred space. And just looking around to see what's there. The trees, maybe it's open, maybe it's a dense forested or jungled area. Maybe there's stones or water, nighttime, daytime, in between. You're just allowing yourself to really connect with your sacred space and the visual of that place. Inviting in your guides, your teachers in the seen and unseen realms, animal totems, plant teachers, beings of light, archangels, ancestors, ascended masters, star beings, fairies, whatever you work with is perfect. If there's anything new you'd like to invite in tonight, you're more than welcome to invite them in. Take a moment and ask your guides for a gift that will support you on your journey right now. Whatever you get is perfect. Doesn't even have to make sense. If you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. Let's see if there's any, if there's a new guide that would like to connect to you tonight. You're also welcome to invite in the spirit teacher tobacco, the spirit teacher ayahuasca, the spirit teacher babinsana tree. In your sacred space, if you don't already have an area for a fire pit, a fire circle, I'd like you to find a space for that. Creating a sacred circle that you can have a fire in the middle of it. Allowing that beautiful fire to be there so that you can gather around it. As you sit at that sacred fire, I want you to invite in every aspect of yourself from the moment you were born all the way up until now and beyond, until you are an elder, until you are a wrinkled old woman or man, maybe in your 80s, maybe in your 90s, maybe in your hundreds. And you can just pick certain decades if you'd like. You don't have to have a million aspects of you. You could have you, a few of you when you're a little child, a few of you when you're a teen, maybe a couple in your 20s, 30s. And then if you're older, obviously, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Just imagine the circle of you. Just take a moment to link in with these aspects from this current lifetime that you were in, your little self from the past up into your present self and all the way into your elder future self. Taking a moment to really appreciate all these aspects of yourself. I want you to see all of your aspects around that fire standing together at the fire and taking this opportunity to very intentionally give to the fire anything that is not serving any of your aspects from this lifetime, even your future aspects as you're older. Allow this purifying fire to receive, especially addictions, attachments that no longer serve, any entity attachments, self-sabotage, habits that are not supporting your highest good, hooks, cords, daggers, unhealthy attachments, intrusions, karmic contracts that no longer truly support your highest and greatest good. Just allow yourself at every age to give to the fire what you would like to purify, what you would like to cleanse, transmute, and transform in that purifying fire. Be sure to do this only for you and your aspects. We're not doing this for anybody else right now, only for you. You must take care of you first. And see a circle of ancestors around you. That can be human ancestors. That can be tree ancestors. That can be animal ancestors. That can be mountain ancestors, desert ancestors. Whatever kind of ancestral energy you'd like to have circled up around you at that sacred fire. Invite it in to support you now that you have given all of that energy to the purifying fire. And feel that support on your back, literally holding you up so that you can relax and know that you are held. And I want you to find your oldest aspect, the aspect of you at that fire that is the oldest. And I want you to go stand next to him or her or them. And just put your hand next to their hand and see the difference between their elder, ancient hand and the hand that you are at this age in your life. Recognizing what an honor it is to grow old. What an honor it is to live as long as you can on this earth. What an honor it is and a blessing and a gift to get old enough to be wrinkled and sagging and all the things and all the wisdom that comes with that time on the planet. And as you sit down at the fire with all these aspects of yourself, I want you to stay seated, stay next to, you don't have to stay seated, but stay next to this oldest aspect of you and ask them to teach you, to share with you, to support, heal, and empower you, because they know where your journey goes. They know where your journey has been. And then you can do whatever you'd like after that. Ancestors, 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 Pachamama, Mother Gaia, Pachamama, ancestors, Thank you.
Hey-ah, hey-ah, hey-ah. Hey-ah, hey-ah, hey-ah. Hey-ah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. Hey-ah, hey-ah, hey-ah. 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 Hey-ah, hey-ah,
take a nice, deep, gentle breath into your belly. And wherever you are in your journey, find yourself back at that sacred fire. Gently allowing all of those aspects of you to integrate into you at this time. In this present moment, as you understand it, at the age that you perceive yourself to be now, gently allowing all of these beautiful aspects of yourself, past, present, and future, to step into you and integrate with grace and ease, helping you to ground, helping you to be more fully embodied,
helping you to be more expansive, to more fully embody your wisdom, your gifts, your healing, yourself with a capital S. Allowing yourself one deep, gentle breath to really allow all of these aspects to drop in with grace and ease to this particular moment that you're experiencing. And as you feel yourself there integrated at the sacred fire, recognize that you are in a chain, like a ladder beneath you, quote unquote, beneath you, so to speak, holding you on their shoulders are your ancestors. Like a beautiful DNA chain. We perceive them as behind us, holding us up on their shoulders. Feel the support of those beautiful ancestors of the past. Feel them holding you up to the light like you are the head of the great sunflower. And as you breathe gently into your belly, now recognize that you are an ancestor as well. And what we perceive as future, you are the ancestor for those beautiful future beings that are already having their experience. And you are in their beautiful DNA ladder, their beautiful DNA chain, and you are holding them to the light so that they too can be like the great head of the sunflower, receiving that warmth and that support, the cleansing rain, the clearing and clarifying air, beautiful breeze on your face. And recognizing that this beautiful DNA, the spiral of energy, is infinite. It is never ending. You are always held. And as you continue to connect with your healing and your journey, you are, without even realizing it, energetically holding others. You are strengthening your link in this beautiful, beautiful daisy chain. Bonded by the blood of Pachamama. Of course, telling our guides and our ancestors of the past and ancestors of the future and our present self as ancestors, telling all the ancestors, thank you. Telling all of your aspects of yourself in this particular lifetime, thank you. Telling your guides and your teachers in the seen and unseen realms, thank you. The heart full of gratitude. As you make your way from that beautiful sacred fire back through your portal door. And as you begin to feel your body in your physical space, any of your guides that you'd like to bring with you through the portal door to surround and support you, some ancestral support, whatever feels resonant for you to surround yourself with at this time with grace and ease. Feel them with you in that physical space where you are right now, circled up in loving support. And you can close that portal door behind you. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. I would encourage each of you to have a little drink of water. If you'd like to go back to journeying, you are more than welcome to do so. I'm going to close it up at this time and just thank you for being here. A reminder that we'll put the Dieta information, if you'd like to link in or join us in your own modified way, we'll put that in the Facebook group. Maybe we'll send out an email as well just to help out. My beautiful sunflowers, thank you for being here. Have a beautiful evening. For hosting Anne and